Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
Lord Vader. Okay, well, we haven't forgotten that it's Star Wars Day today, the big premiere. In fact, did you know that one of the most beloved characters from a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away is kind of a Massachusetts native? Well, here to explain is Radio Boston producer Allison Brusek. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Magna.
Okay, so that was the worst tease of all time that I just gave, but there is a Massachusetts connection to Star Wars. Tell me more.
Indeed there is. So actually in Lawrence, in this very old milled building on the third floor, is a company called National Fiber Technologies. And I actually talked to Kim Clark, who's the co-owner of the company, and this is what she told me.
One of the characters that we're working on right now that everyone is so interested in, we're working with Disney theme parks, working and creating one of their characters for the Star Wars movies. I can't tell you which one exactly, but I'm hoping you can guess.
I would guess, but I already kind of know. So let's let listeners guess.
Well, here is a hint.
Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
That's right. It's Chewie. So they created thousands of Wookiees, actually, for Star Wars 3 Revenge of the Sith. And they're back for more in the newest installment out today, which is, of course, The Force Awakens.
We worked directly with the Lucas production, and that one took about a year and a half to develop the colors that they wanted. At that time, it was very secret, and so that's probably why it took the longest, because they weren't they didn't want anybody to really know they were working on it, so they just did little parts at a time.
They do hair.
They do hair, individual hairs. And they're actually the only company in the U.S. that does what they call this four-way stretched long hair, which is actually, if you just think of like a swimsuit and you put a bunch of hairs on a swimsuit, that's what it is. And though it sounds kind of like analog for our digital age, they say that the new technologies that they have actually really helped them in their business.
When we first bought National Fiber, everyone told us that CG would put us out of business. And what we found, it really has made us have more business. Every time they make an animated movie, everybody wants to meet and greet those characters. So we end up making characters based on after the movie comes out, like Sully from Monsters, Inc. is one of them. And right now we've got some projects in the work for future animated films that we're actually working with the creators now to produce the characters before it's ever drawn into the show.
Good to know that reality isn't being subverted by the virtual, totally.
Right. And she also told me about a bunch of the other projects that she's been working on.
We've done a lot of different characters. We just did The Wiz. I'm a mean old lion. We do movies like The Hobbit.
Bilbo Baggins. I'm looking for someone to share in an adventure.
Philadelphia 76ers mascot, Geico Caveman.
It's so easy to use Geico.com. A caveman could do it.
What?
I was fortunate in the last couple years to actually make some gorillas and turn an elephant into a mammoth.
I don't think a lot of people can say that.
No, not too many, but
how do you turn an elephant?
Well, you take an elephant and you get to know her very well, and then you drape her and you pattern her just like you would make you or I.
The poor sweaty elephant. That's a lot of hair.
Well, the best part of all this actually was that she gave me a complete tour of her factory floor.
So this fiber here, it's before we take it through all the different machinery, it's the same size as human hair. But it's all synthetic, so it's also fire retardant, so it can be used in theatrical productions and walk-arounds, movies. So it doesn't hold a flame. It will melt, but it won't hold a flame. Some fibers are more invasive than other fibers, so we did a huge project with the Teletubbies, and that is a short fiber, and that gets everywhere. So you're brushing your hair out, and you'll have yellow fiber in your hair. Part of the reason that we have so much inventory is that we can turn around a production in 5 days. That's part of our business model, is you can call me and say, I need to have a polar bear in 5 days, and we can do it for you.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good. They're very secretive there, though. They signed many NDAs. So when I asked her, you know, what's going to happen next year, if she's going to be working on another Star Wars, this is what she told me.
Right now, we have over 9,000 samples that we've made. We can do any color from tinsel to
woolly mammoth to a creature that walks around that makes noise that's in Star Wars. We are super busy right now, which is a great thing, but we're expanding a little bit. We've just taken over some more space here in the Everett Mills, and we've got some new exciting things coming down in 2016, but I can't really share those yet.
So great, though, that all this is going on in Lawrence. I love that. Well, Radio Boston's Allison Bruzek spoke with Kim Clark, co-owner of National Fiber Technologies in Lawrence. They are the creators of the famous Wookiee hair for Star Wars. Allison, thanks so much.
Thanks, Meghna.
Well, that's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Radio Boston, this is...